somebody down there is calling me, and I've been holding it for 3 or 4 months. The governor's on my neck now. They want to put him on a pellet bench. The department has sent it over here. And I told Marvin, and Marvin kind of got the feeling that you didn't like him and didn't want to have anything to do with him and didn't think he had been fair to you, but that you didn't want to say that I shouldn't put him on the bench.
Sure, I will not either.
But I don't want to move against her. I don't want to do anything that'd be interpreted as a move against my friend.
you're kind. You'll never hear anything out of me, or you'll never hear any. There'll never be any feeling about it.
Well,
I didn't say to Marvin, I said that. I wouldn't talk to FBI about it. I declined to talk to them because the first thing I'd be telling them things that I wouldn't want to tell them. And then I said to him, I said, well, I couldn't endorse him, but he don't need my endorsement. He's had the endorsement of all of the members of Congress. I can tell you that developed in the redistricting bill for the state legislature. But I said to him, I said, for me to endorse him, it would just be like the former senator from Texas endorsing Ms. Randolph. Did he tell you that?
Yeah. But now, it's...
You're not never going to hear any complaint out of me.
All right, okay,
you're never going to hear any complaint out of me. Listen,
yeah.
I'm more interested in you, and I am just interested in him.
Well, I guess it's the thing to do from our standpoint in light of what they're all asking down there on the appellate.
Of course, they've so restricted themselves to a narrow area of people that they're in bad trouble, and I can't.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you as soon as I can. Let's get together.
Okay.